I could really use a pizza right now. I'm on a hunger strike. You know, those useless, stupid reformist actions that never result in anything good. Right. You can go back to the segments on reformism to figure out just what kind of a hypocrite I am. My last meal was Super Bowl Sunday, and it was kind of bad. Anyway, here's what happened. My good friend Ben Turk scheduled 2 hours of video visits with me. It works like Skype, and it's a feature JPay offers for $20 an hour. To arrange it, Ben has to be on both my visiting list and JPay email list, which he is. I see prisoners on my security level having these video visits routinely, and nobody has ever had one canceled by the Ohio Department of Retribution and Corruption. Until now. Yep, they got the plug pulled on us. Ben is allowed to see me here in the visiting room face-to-face over and over, where there are thousands of safety and security concerns involved. But he can't see me over a computer where there are zero security and safety concerns. Does that make any sense at all? Not to get too far out in front of the facts here, but we suspect the Department of Retribution and Corruption is afraid we will post the video from the visit, and that our speech in a public forum will be unflattering. If it wasn't gonna be, it certainly will be now. We expect they will attempt to say Ben is media. Courts have permitted prisons to limit or refuse media visits in the prison environment. The reason is, media in the institution can be disruptive to the operation of the facility, requiring special accommodations and creating a drain on staff and resources. But with video visits, none of those rationales apply. There's no disruption, no special accommodation, no drain on staff or resources. A video visit is a video visit, whether scheduled by Barbara Walters or Joe Snowbucket. Besides, Ben doesn't qualify as media. Just like me, he's never held down a respectable job. So if prison fascists try to stretch the definition of media because Ben posts my material online, that still doesn't hold water. Hundreds of video visitors whose visits were allowed have Facebook pages, and they publish their postings online. They weren't forced to delete their Facebook pages to be approved for video visits, and Ben is no more media than they are. In fact, I'm more media than he is. I'm part of a radio show. There's a website and a Facebook page with my name on them. If the prison fascists use this kind of expansive definition of media, then every prisoner who carries on a conversation with me is having an unauthorized media visit. They're going to have to segregate me on the roof. If they invoke media as a justification, what they are admitting is that they're treating an anarchist prisoner and visitor differently than others in order to prevent anticipated speech they won't like. Their intent is to censor the content they expect them to post. In other words, they are again engaging in ideological repression, which is why my attorney, Richard Kerger, is already suing them. So I hope you understand why I got mad and declared this stupid hunger strike, and now I'm stuck doing it. These fascists have harassed me at every turn. When I wrote a book, when SeanSwain.org went online, when I exposed JPay, when I got invited onto The Final Straw, when they realized Richard Kerger was suing them and they stole 16 of my emails to him, and now this. Video could be useful to both counsel and to educate the public about my criminal case and its illegality, about reasons for my civil action, and about anarchism generally, which I deeply believe to be the only hope for the future of humankind and the planet. But every time I attempt to impact the world in a healthy and constructive way, these chicken little, know-nothing, state-worshipping thought Nazis, with their narrow-minded, flat-earth bigotry and arrogance, pull the plug on me, contrary to their own laws. Ben's been told that investigator Paul Schumacher at ODRC Gestapo headquarters pulled the plug on our visit for investigation. Paulie's super genius, with his detective bag and two-billed Sherlock hat, is investigating videos he didn't allow to happen. Sherlock Paulie's super genius has been rewinding white noise, looking for clues for 5 days and counting, investigating an effort to be perfectly law-abiding, rule-compliant, and transparent. I plan to refuse blood pressure medication beginning Sunday, so I could conceivably be dead within 48 hours from that. Let's hope Sherlock Paulie's super genius stops the shenanigans while I'm still alive. Fascists suck, So do hunger strikes. Freedom or death. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from Ohio Supermax Facility. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
If you're concerned for Sean's safety and would like to see the bleep weasels at ODRC stop messing with Sean Swain's communication, there are some suggestions for how to support him at seanswain.org, including, quote, 1. Calling OSP Warden Forche and demanding that he meet with Sean in good faith and negotiate a reversal of the ODRC policy of messing with Sean on flimsy pretexts. OSP Warden Forche can be reached at 330-743-0700, extension 2006. Again, that's 330-743-0700, extension 2006. 2. You could write Sean a letter, or even better, request a video visit yourself. The first step is getting approved as a visitor using a form linked up on his support site. The more communication we send Sean's way, the more of their time they'll have to waste messing with him. Sean often says, quote, "They'll get tired of killing me before I get tired of dying," unquote. Let's make sure he's right. 3. You could call ODRC investigator Paul Schumacher, hypothetically, who canceled Sean's video visits, and say whatever you want to his voicemail. His number is 614-728-1152. That's 614-728-1152. There are script suggestions up at seanswain.org for how the conversation might go. You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain, number 243-205, OSP, 878 Coitsville-Hubbard Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44505. To read some of Sean's writings and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.